Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for Your Daily Bible Verse. We hope you enjoy this deeper look at one of your favorite, or maybe not so well-known, Bible verses. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more Bible studies, Bible reading plans, and verses by topic, we'd love for you to visit us on BibleStudyTools.com.
How Your Sleep Is a Gift from God by Matthew S. Harmon. Read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from Psalm 127:2. For He grants sleep to those He loves. Psalm 127 is a well-known passage of Scripture. The first half, 1 through 2, emphasizes the necessity of God superintending our work if it is not to be in vain, while the second half, 3 through 6, extols the blessing that children are, picturing them as arrows in a man's quiver. But tucked away at the end of verse 2 is a little appreciated line. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for He gives to His beloved sleep. What Solomon indicates here is that apart from the Lord's blessing of our labor, it is vain, but this last line also recognizes the good gift that sleep is to His people. When we rest our heads on the pillow at night, we are in effect implicitly trusting both the sovereignty and goodness of God. We are trusting His sovereignty because sleep is the cessation of our labor. It is us recognizing that whatever remains undone, God alone is sovereign over it. We are trusting His goodness in surrendering to the rest that our bodies need to enable us to function. It is us recognizing that we are not God. If you're anything like me, it is easy for my mind to run wild at the end of the day as I lie in bed, waiting to fall asleep. After my mind turns to the things that did not get done, or what must get done for the next day, this can easily turn into sinful anxiety, Matthew 6:25-34. At the root of our anxiety is often the idol of control. Deep down, we believe that we either have or must have control. And if we push that even further, it is at the root rebellion against the One who truly is sovereign. So tonight, as you lie in bed, waiting for sleep to overtake you and your mind turns to the things you did not get done, rest in the goodness and sovereignty of God, and then embrace sleep as God's gift to you.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.